Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about gifted in Chinese. We have Tom Ilube, the CEO at Crossword Cybersecurity. Hi, Tom. 你好.
Hi, 你好.
Right, gifted. I know why we are talking about this, because you've been very much focusing on education outside your full-time job as the CEO.
Yeah.
And you have a foundation or a charity based in Africa. Can you describe a little bit more about that?
Yes, it's called the African Gifted Foundation, and it looks for young people who are particularly gifted in maths and science and brings them together into a school. We set up a school in Ghana for girls, particularly girls, to study science and mathematics, and we get students from all across Africa, from Ghana, Nigeria, Uganda, Ethiopia, Sierra Leone, and we bring them all together into the school and they do maths and science.
Right. And is that a boarding school?
Yeah, it's a boarding school. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they do maths, physics, computer programming, all those sorts of subjects. So it's quite intense.
Right.
Yeah. But they love it. And you know, they are gifted. We look for students that have a particular aptitude in those subjects.
Right. And what was the screening process to identify those girls?
Yeah, so we go to lots of other schools and ask them to put forward their candidates. Mm-hmm. And generally, they themselves will identify candidates that they think are gifted. And then they'll sit an exam, and then they'll do an interview, and then we look into the background, because we're really looking for students that come from difficult backgrounds, maybe disadvantaged backgrounds, and give them this opportunity. The school is called the African Science Academy.
The African Science Academy.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I know a little bit of your work, and it's incredible what you're doing.
Yeah.
And how many girls are there in the school now?
So each year at the moment, we have about 25 girls that we pick from about 10 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we'll expand to maybe 200 girls a year. And they all have copies of Chinese, and they're all learning how to.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
we should certainly deliver Talk Chinese to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we can do that through iTunes.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah,
they can all learn, and I would be happy to do a private lesson with them.
Oh, brilliant. That would be great. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, it's incredible, but because we know education is a big deal everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And we also understand that education is sometimes deprived in certain areas.
Yeah.
Not only Africa, everywhere in the world too.
Absolutely.
But Africa, we also understand that if girls can stay in the school, then they have much better opportunity.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's some real talent. We have met some amazing girls who just have tremendous ability. Some of the best mathematicians, chess players, etc., that I've met over the last 10 years have come from, you know, different areas of Africa. So we're really trying to harness them and get them to explore their possibilities, and also not to shy away from science and engineering and mathematics and so forth, because that happens a lot as well.
Traditionally, people consider that's boys' subjects.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, even they themselves will think they're boys' subjects, or their parents will say, look, why are you bothering with engineering? That's a boys' subject. And we say,
it's just focus on it. Everyone's subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so gifted, let's learn how to say that in Chinese.
Okay.
And the way to say gifted is
自由.
There are two characters. Let's break them down.
Mm-hmm.
自, is the first word, and it's actually, that means resource.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a combination between the second.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Yeah. The second in command.
Yeah.
And then the shell. Shell is some special meaning in ancient Chinese culture.
Mm-hmm.
Before the money was note or the metal money coins were invented, people used shells as the currency.
Yeah.
So in the modern Chinese characters, anything about money, about trading, commerce, you see the shell character there.
Okay.
Yeah. So the second shell, that means capital.
Okay.
Or it means resource.
Yeah.
And in this case, of course, resource then being evolved into the meaning that someone who was born gifted.
Oh, interesting.
You have more endowment, more resource in your brain.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
So that means the resource. And resource is a neutral thing, because you could be, a lot of abundant resource or lack of resource.
Yeah.
So here, the second character, yo.
Yo.
Yo, that means excellence.
Okay, yo.
Yeah. Yo.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Yo is the first tone. We keep it flat. Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, so both words are first tone. We say 自由.
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 Beautiful. And then to say a person, a student, mm-hmm. who is gifted, we say 自由生.
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 Yeah, 生 originally means to give birth.
Yeah.
And then later on, it means a student as well.
Mm-hmm.
自由, both are first tone, so you keep it flat.
自由.
自由. And the same as 生, student, yeah, that means the student, or it means birth. 生,
生,
自由生,
自由生.
Yeah, so gifted student, 自由生,
自由生.
Yeah. Mm. So in your African Science Academy, would you plan, for example, after the girls graduate, would you try to help them to apply to the right colleges or a senior high school?
Yes. After they've finished, we try and find them the right college and try and help them apply to the college and maybe find scholarships as well. So some of them have found scholarships to the UK, some to the US, some to African universities in Ghana or elsewhere. And they're much better equipped by the time they go there because we've taken them on a course of study that has really accelerated them along the curve. And also we find speakers for them to Skype in and talk to them about all sorts of different subjects, mm-hmm. ranging from maths to feminism to the future of technology, and it just sort of opens their eyes to all the possibilities that are available to them. They develop so quickly during that year. It's really quite special to see the journey they've been on.
That's incredible. When you talk to the girls, did they express the vision that they, after the studying overseas, they would come back to serve their own countries or they'd rather stay out?
It's really important to us that they come back, and we try and they want to as well. You know, they see the possibility. One of the ways I talk about it is there's a phrase, the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
The idea that a butterfly, you know, flaps its wings in Texas and creates a tornado on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what it sort of indicates is that just little things, little changes can have a huge effect. And what I say to the girls is, with their knowledge and their ability, they could do something in Africa that will have an impact across the entire continent. And mm-hmm. and that's really exciting for them.
Yep.
And so we don't want them just to disappear into the West and do a middle ranking job for 20 years and then maybe build a house back home and retire. We want them to use their gifts and ability on the continent and have a huge impact.
Sure. Yeah, it's very important that because of the exposure they have across the African continent, and then later on maybe some other countries, they will have much more vision, and then they will have updated knowledge or technologies to bring back to their home countries.
Absolutely.
Wow. Keep doing what you're doing, Tom.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we talk about gifted, 自由, gifted student, 自由生. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.